Hey guys, it's Zara at the mic, and welcome to the fourth episode of Global Groove, the show where politics get spicy beyond West. I'm here to talk about the big moves, the small wins, and everything in between, from the streets of Sao Paulo to the corridors of Beijing. That's right, forget the usual political snooze fest. I'm diving into the stories you won't find in your typical Western headlines. If you're new here, go check out my first podcast I made with Celiana that gives a quick and simple history of everything that happened in Mozambique leading up to the elections and protests. For the others who have already listened to it, welcome back. Glad you're here. All you have to do is just buckle up and enjoy the ride. Here's what happened last week on Global Groove. In Mozambique, opposition leader Venancio Mondlane sparked protests against a rigged election, leading to violent clashes with police. Over 400 people were killed and key roads, including the Maputo corridor, were blocked. The violence escalated when a protester was killed on live stream. The crisis continued to unfold, shaking Mozambique and drawing international attention. Today, we're diving into the recent constitutional court ruling in Mozambique. Buckle up, because this one's a roller coaster of political intrigue and protests. On December 23, 2024, Mozambique's Constitutional Council confirmed the ruling for Limo Party's victory in the October elections, declaring Daniel Chapo as the president, with 65% of the vote. Now, you might think, great, democracy in action. But hold your vuvuzela, folks. The opposition isn't buying it. First, let me explain why the Constitutional Court got involved. Venancio Mondlane, the opposition leader, claims the election was rigged and has been rallying his supporter faster than you can say electoral fraud. Guess what? Chapo officially secured the victory, right? The Electoral Commission said he grabbed a massive 71% of the vote. Like, wow, that's the kind of numbers that would make anyone pop champagne. But, not so fast. Here's where things get a little messy. The Constitutional Court, which is the final authority on elections in Mozambique, came in with a correction. They said, hold up, Daniel, you actually won 65% of the vote. Now, that's still a pretty solid win. But why the revision? Was it just a typo, a little math error, or something else entirely? Well, this revision didn't sit well with a lot of people, especially opposition groups and international observers. The United States government, for example, released a statement saying they were concerned about the way the election was handled. And if you're wondering why, it's because they, and many other observers, pointed to irregularities in the voting counting process. So, now, there's a big question hanging over everyone's head. Was this election free and fair? So, what does Chapo do after this wild ride of protests, allegations, and drama? He tries to calm things down with a super diplomatic speech. In his first public address after being declared the winner, he said he was ready to quote-unquote reach out to everyone, including Mondlane. He promised to keep the conversation going for the sake of the country's development. Now, some people are reading this as an UN-style peacekeeping move. You know, like, let's all just calm down and talk about it, guys. Their protests have not only affected the protesters or politicians, but it also affected children. I've interviewed some students. Here is Aisha Nsegonde from the French school Lycée Gustave Eiffel in Maputo, Mozambique, going to an American school in Mozambique.
The recent protests and political tensions affected my daily life because due to all the manifestations in the streets, it wasn't safe to be out. And for that reason, we had to switch to online schooling, which wasn't very convenient because getting used to learning by distance is quite hard, especially during times of such uncertainty because everyone was stressing and receiving a lot of information from many different sources and constantly being surrounded by the same people and not being able to go out, see your friends or other members of your family can be quite stressful because you're constantly isolated. During this period of unrest, in the beginning, we did feel safe since the manifestations and protests were being held in other areas far from where I live. But after a while, when the tension grew and grew and the situation got worse, it actually started happening near my house. And that's where we started feeling unsafe because we were constantly seeing people that we didn't really know circulating around our area. And at night, there are many cases of houses that were robbed. So for a while, there was this group of neighbors that organized to control the neighborhood at night to make sure that everything was in place and that if they detected any weird movement or situation going on, they would alert the rest of the neighbors. And they're also working with the police since there's a police station not too far from my house. But it was quite stressful because every night you'd like hear noises or people, and every little thing would make you question if it could be something bad going on or not. So in the first nights, I had trouble sleeping. But after a while, the situation died off and things got better.
It is clear that this tension is affecting children. We notice that the different political views are already separating people at an early age. How does that make Mozambique's future look? Anyways, that's a wrap for today's episode on Global Groove. Hope you enjoyed the political roller coaster as much as I did. Remember, if you want to keep diving into stories that matter, the ones that break the usual headlines, make sure to follow us on our website, www.radiolfb.net, and our Instagram, @lfbrebradio. Don't forget to leave plenty of comments, and let's keep the conversation going. Stay tuned, because trust me, we're just getting started. I'll catch you Friday with more global moves, shakes, and all the drama in between. Until then, stay curious and stay bold. Here is Molo Sisi by Mandizi Diantis to start your week off right.
Ndicela umsuzu wokuthetha nawe mna.